Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2019. Welcome to Day 784. The Senate voted to overturn Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border, setting up Trump to issue the first veto of his presidency. The resolution passed 59-41, with 12 Republicans joining every Democrat. The measure, which already passed the House, now heads to Trump, who has promised to veto the legislation and effectively kill it. Lawmakers do not have enough votes to override a veto at this time. Ahead of the vote, Trump warned Republicans that, quote, a vote for today's resolution by Republican senators is a vote for Nancy Pelosi, crime, and the open border Democrats, end quote. After the vote, Trump tweeted, veto, in all caps. Meanwhile, the House voted 420-0 in favor of publicly releasing Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election, as well as whether Trump obstructed justice when he fired then-FBI Director James Comey. The resolution is non-binding, and the House can't force the Justice Department to take action, but the move is an attempt to, quote, send a clear signal both to the American people and the Department of Justice, end quote, that lawmakers expect to see the full account of Mueller's work. The resolution will also put pressure on Attorney General William Barr, who did not commit to making Mueller's findings public during his Senate confirmation hearings. The Senate, however, is unlikely to take up a similar measure. Moving on, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin suggested that he would protect Trump's privacy if House Democrats request Trump's tax returns, saying, quote, we will examine the request and we will follow the law, and we will protect the president as we would protect any taxpayer, end quote, regarding their right to privacy. Mnuchin said he can't speculate on how the administration will respond to demands for the tax returns until it sees the request. House Democrats are preparing to ask the IRS for 10 years of Trump's personal tax returns under a 1924 provision, which requires the Treasury Secretary to furnish any individual's tax return information to the House and Senate tax writing committees. And finally, a New York appellate court ruled that a former contestant on The Apprentice can proceed with her defamation lawsuit against Trump. Summer Zervos is one of about a dozen women who've accused Trump of sexual misconduct before the 2016 election. Trump called Zervos and the other women liars, prompting Zervos to file a lawsuit in 2017. The New York State Appellate Division's First Department turned down Trump's argument that the case should be delayed until he's out of office because, as a sitting president, he was immune from a lawsuit brought by a state court. The decision means Trump may have to sit for a sworn deposition. And in the polls, Quinnipiac says 51% of Florida voters say they definitely won't be voting for Trump in 2020, 31% say they definitely will vote for Trump, and 14% say they'll consider voting for him. Overall, Florida voters give Trump a 40% favorability rating. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Senate voted 54-46 to end U.S. support for the Saudi-led war against Yemen. 2. Beto O'Rourke announced that he will run for president. And 3. Adam Schiff suggested that Russians may have laundered money through the Trump Organization. While the House Intelligence Committee is investigating the matter, Schiff said the committee is primarily concerned with whether or not Trump is, quote, compromised by a foreign power, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.